this my fault. The results are justified. I fucked up, I'm stressed out, I'm dead inside. But hey Jane, who am I to come bitch and complain? You gotta deal with all the mental and the physical change, all the heaviest emotions and the physical pain, just to get a kid the man last name. Fuck that, our resumes unmet. The bus stop that light, we ain't make it to love yet. Took a shortcut to forever, I'm upset. Cause we was in the back, no strings with our tongues wet. We haven't boat tripped, we haven't argued. We still learning each other, I don't know all you, and you don't know all me. How am I to live with? That is not a good foundation to have kids with. Or maybe it is, maybe it's not, just not yet. Maybe this a blessing in disguise, not a regret. Look, Jane, it's your choice at the end of the day. Just know I support either way, no pressure. We got the news and I forgot how to breathe. In a panic, you was comforting me. Damn, what do we do? What are the odds? Is this really true? If it was bound to happen to me, I'm lucky it's you. Hey T, your legs long and your waist thin, and we could both relate to the fact we got great skin. You're not dumb and your energy is a good mood. A little weird, but overall you's a good dude. Hey T, how would you feel if we kept it a secret? It's a voice inside me begging to keep it. I'm 35 and my ovaries might not reset. I don't wanna live my whole life feeling regret. Damn, a feeling you can never understand. I can't. You just hope to God I get my period again. I was 24 when... Look, I don't wanna go through that experience again. Hey T, things happen, no one is wrong. But I don't need the stress, I could do this alone. My mom did it, your mom did it, this ain't a pride thing. This some more, I prefer the happy peace of mind thing. I got my own bread, I don't need you to buy things. Cause my needs don't include your money and status. I could move back to London and avoid any static between us. No need to make it hard like a callus. It's too much on your palate, this is really traumatic for me. I could raise it by myself, I'm dramatic, you see. Pushing people out of my life is a habit I see. Can you crack a window so I could breathe? Hey T, I'm scared too.
I am too.
It was so hard for me to tell you to tell truth. I ain't wanna tell me. I look in the mirror like damn, I failed me. I'm scared to tell my mama, scared to tell my bitches, scared of all the people who don't know what's in our business, scared of all the advice and my intuition, scared of not knowing but too scared to make decisions. I said I wouldn't do this again. It's a lose if I lose little bruh in the end, and it's a lose-lose if I lose you as a friend. I've been losing myself and ain't no one to defend me. I got a mini version of myself living in me. You pulling out your hair, I walk around in a frenzy. I'm feeling the resentment anytime you get near me. My body has a clock and I don't know what it end be. Emotions is throwing around like a frisbee. My titties getting bigger and I'm craving a 10-piece. T, no matter the decision of day, I just want us to be cool either way. No pressure.
Stunning. That was just Hey Jane by Tyler the Creator on his newest album, Chromacopia. You are listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12th one. I'm your host, Katie, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hey Jane by Tyler the Creator. Sorry, Chromacopia is such a wonderful, deep album that I highly recommend. It's such a great listen. You kind of have to let it sink in a little bit. Like, you got to give it just a broad listen. Like, just put it on while you're driving or doing cleaning or just even studying. Like, just have it on and then go back to some of your favorites or, like, listen and then just kind of really hone in on what Tyler's saying, what the beats are saying, what the chords are saying, because there is so much depth to this album. It's honestly indescribable. I haven't even gotten to the surface of it, so it's a really good listen. And listening to Chromacopia in its entirety as well, just kind of top to finish, it's like a story. It's saying something, and I really appreciate when artists do albums like this. It's really fun and cool to listen to. Hey Jane specifically, which is what I just played, is really cool to me as Tyler goes in depth about an unplanned pregnancy and the fear and anxiety that can come along with a situation such as this. And I think it's important to recognize the turbulent time that we're in right now surrounding the freedom to choose. And I really appreciate when big artists highlight such important topics and discuss alternative perspectives to a shared experience. And I think it's a really important message, and I think it's a really interesting take that what Tyler says within this specific song within Hey Jane. It's pretty cool, and I really liked it, so I felt really enticed to play it. So definitely give Chromacopia a listen. Another thing I really love about Tyler is his beats, chords, and just fun little silly notes he throws around in his music. It's so fun to listen to, and the music is honestly really telling you a lot more than the lyrics are, and I find that type of construction so refreshing. I also really love seeing the evolution of Tyler's music from Cherry Bomb all the way to Chromacopia. It's such a fun and cool evolution of sound that I love listening to and experiencing. I think Tyler throws these light, fluffy chords and sounds over some of the most gut-wrenching lyrics of all time and thoughts, and it's just so fantastic to listen to. And yeah, so definitely give this new album a listen and buckle in for a wild, crazy ride, because it's definitely a lot to digest, and it's definitely a lot that he's saying, but it's definitely worth it, because there's really cool messages and meanings within a lot of his work that I really like. Anyway, I have more super cool music to play and to enjoy. So I'm going to play a few songs, and then I'm going to come back and talk about a recent show that I saw this past weekend, and talk about the show and talk about the venue. So stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is Projections by Night Tapes.
Projections, you are dancing with projections. The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
The fire I breathe, love is a banquet on which we feed.
Bye.
stunning. That was just Rhythm of Life by Zingara on her newest, featuring Maurice Brown. He's the one that's on the saxophone. And so this song is on Zingara's newest album, For the Crystal Children. Obsessed. Such an amazing, I think it's an EP. Oh, it's so delicious. And I am obsessed with the mix of the saxophone or the horns with EDM. Like, it's chef's kiss. I eat it up. Like, I love the mixing of, and Grizz does this really well too. And in 2023 at Shambhala, I did see Grizz play the saxophone live during his EDM set. Well, I mean, of course it was electric dance music, but like during his set at Fractal Forest, it was bananas. It was absolutely bananas. And, you know, actually life-changing. So I am obsessed. So I love Zingara for adding some swaggy horns within this newest EP. I'm obsessed with it. It's amazing. This is Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, here on 90.1 FM. Oh, yeah. So I wanted to talk about the recent show I saw, which was Ahi at the Red Room for Subculture Saturdays this past weekend. It was so fun and so cool. The openers were absolutely fantastic, amazing, and they had the whole crowd jumping and screaming and dancing. It was so fun and so cool. At this event, I came across just the most amazing, kind, beautiful humans in the entire world. This show, like, for Ahi was sold out, so I saw so many friends in the crowd. I just had so many crazy, absolutely amazing interactions with so many friends that I haven't seen in such a long time, so I was so happy to see so many familiar faces within the crowd. And the crowd was just absolutely bananas. Like, it was just super crazy. And it was just overall such a super fun, awesome show. Ahi played some really fun webs with really fun and cool samples of just random songs that had me and my friends dancing and laughing and just jumping around all night long. It was so fantastic and so cool. Ahi is really, 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 really impressive with his work. And he does a lot of like tutorials as well. If you're interested in getting into like DJing or just making any type of EDM music or beats or sound or anything, Ahi has a lot of good tutorials on Instagram, on YouTube. You can just look up Ahi, A-H-E-E. It's just, it's so cool and so fun and... yeah, and just overall a wonderful, amazing experience. And I love the Red Room. I think it's such a fantastic, cool place for people to go and have such a good time, judgment free, and just dance around and have fun. So yeah, now I'm going to play some Ahi, and I must do a warning: this next set is going to be very different from what I was playing beforehand. This is dubstep. What I'm about to play is, it is electric, it's intense, it's loud, it's all-consuming. It's definitely fun and cool and delicious, but it's definitely a switch from what I was playing before. So, and there's going to be some songs in here that are just really intense. So that's my warning. Take it as you are, take it as whatever you want it to be, but this is going to be dubstep. This is going to be EDM. Warning. I do have to go now. It is time for me to exit stage left, but have the best week ever. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Come and hang out, Raccoon City, Tuesday, 12 to 1, because I'll be here, and you're going to want to be here, because it's going to be really fun and cool and awesome. And, yeah. So, yeah. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Oh, and stay tuned, because there's so many more super cool shows coming up next. And here on CJSF, there's so much cool stuff you should listen to. So, yeah. Okay, have the best week ever. Here is Tree People by Ahi. Bye.
Demonstration. We guarantee 100% satisfaction or your money back. Try this free sample. Just trying our experimental treatment. Proven safe and effective for nearly any situation. Warning though, harmful side effects may include
Machine guaranteed to produce brain rot in all of your companies.
Let us provide you a demonstration.
Brain rot.
Try this.
Brain rot.